Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is freedomblog.com. The theme for today is the retreat from destiny. For thinking people, this means that we had freedom in our hands and then dropped it. America climbed the mountains of freedom in her 200-odd years of existence. In cultural relating, she transformed a boiling cauldron into a melting pot. In economics, she transformed a tax-based colonial system into an entrepreneurial-driven capitalistic system. In governance, she transformed subjugated minions in a totalitarian system into constitutionally mandated policymakers in a democratic system. By relating collaboratively, America established peace in her 50 states for nearly 150 years. By conducting entrepreneurially driven free enterprise, America generated prosperity which no nation has ever known. By implementing direct democratic governance, America enabled participation which no other citizens have ever known. Yes, America climbed the mountains of freedom and then retreated from her destiny. Where is America the peaceful, where we the people responded empathically? Where is America the prosperous, where we the people initiated entrepreneurially? Where is America the participative, where we the people governed democratically? Are our dreams of freedom gone forever, of interdependent cultural relating, of entrepreneurial-driven free enterprise, of directly participative governance? Yes, America climbed the mountains of freedom, and the world followed, until now. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people hold our destinies in our minds. Think about it. We invite your comments. Send to bob@freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.